Welcome to The Hitch, week 3.
Hi.
Same time. Samesies.
Ah, we're drinking Topo Chico out here.
Topo Chico feels very Austin-y. It's a beautiful evening again.
It is, yeah.
Once the sun goes down, it's cooled off nicely.
It really, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful out. It was a sunnier day today, although there was a squall that
it's
blew
been
through.
Kind of hard to figure the weather out. It's been changing a lot. Anyway, there was a bit of a squall, and you had to run out because you were by yourself.
I was inside working. I was like 5 minutes away from getting on a call, and suddenly got real dark, and the wind picked up. And yesterday, we were talking about how we put the awning down, and the trailer started to shake.
Yikes.
Like, in a way that we've been in some windstorms. I've never felt the trailer shake. And I was like, what is going on? And then I was like, oh my God, the awning is out. And it's like a sail, you know? And so I had to run. That's an airplane.
I think that's an airplane, yeah.
I had to run outside, and the awning is 25 feet long. So it's really a two-person job to get up or down. And I had to just get it up by hook or by crook, you know, on my own. And so right now it's not up correctly.
We're going to have to deal with that.
We need three people to get it up.
We were actually on our way back, but
and,
we were not going to make it in time.
And I got it up and I ran inside because I had this call. And then immediately the sky opened up. Like, it was seconds away from torrential
rain. We were driving back from town, and it was like completely fine, and then just all of a sudden dark clouds whipped in and it just started raining like crazy.
But I swear that here the wind till the rain was like 5 minutes, and then the rain was like 6 minutes, and then it was sunny
again. The time we got back it was basically like,
it was wild,
done.
It was like totally just like a squall blowing through, but yeah. Today.
It was a good day.
I worked all day again.
It's once again like 9 o'clock. So we're having long days. They're good. You've been working a lot.
Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Much
that's
easier
good.
To get
working is good.
Working's good. And
keeps us on the road.
It's easy to get the work done in a place like Austin
where the
Wi-Fi at the campground is really
very
quite good.
Cell service is
great. And so we're not leaving all week.
Right.
So
we're not,
it's a good week to have
driving.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Just means that we're kind of having parallel trips right now.
Yeah, we're kind of doing different things. I packed up the kids and we went to the Thinkery, which is the children's museum in Austin. And it was so fun. I felt like our little guy needed like some activities that were really geared for him.
Yeah.
Like so much of his life, we're like dragging him around to all the museums
the
we want to go to.
And stuff like that. It's not exactly
like
a three-year-old's paradise.
Yeah, and we're just always... And he's such a trooper. Yeah. He really is good about going to a lot of places. But I just felt like he needed a place to just go wild.
Like playgrounds right now, it's just real hot.
Well,
and
that's
so
the
it's
thing.
Hard
we
to just kind of find a playground and go
stay there.
Go nuts.
Well, and we have been going to playgrounds, but we don't stay that long because it's so hot. And we've been kind of trying to do things with him that haven't been working out, like the train. And so I just wanted him to have a good three-year-old day. Almost 4 year. He's 4 next week. What?
That is wild.
It was great. It was really fun.
You guys
so
were there for so much longer
much
than I thought.
To play with lights and learning about storms and circuits and things to build and climbers that were inside and outside. And I mean, perfect for his age. And really a lot of ages. There were people there with like babies, which is funny. I mean, I'm not trying to be judgy. It's great. Good for them. And we did the same thing with our older kid. But I was thinking today about how, like, with the second one, we're like,
why would you spend the money? Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, it was a blast. We had a really good time. And I thought, like, the museum, the cost of admission includes, like, 3 hours of parking. And I was like, oh, that'll be plenty. And we were there for like over 4 hours.
We were
there for so long. I mean, he was just having a blast and it was working. And anyway, so we had a good time. And then we got snow cones afterwards.
Nice.
The guy, was a guy who set up a snow cone
truck. Yeah, that guy's making a fortune.
Right outside of the Children's Museum, in between the Children's Museum and this really awesome park.
Yeah.
He was just like, that guy's making raking money. It in. Yeah. I know. I said to the 14-year-old, like, maybe that's what we need to do.
And then we later in the evening, we met up with some friends.
Friends
of mine, and guy Travis that I've known through kind of the journalism world for a long time, and his wife Brandy and their kid. And we went,
2-year-old, almost 3-year-old. So just a year younger.
Great. You know, our guy kind of had this like a play day all day, right?
He loved playing with little people. His age.
But Travis had DM'd me when we got to town, and he was like, hey, you know, let's get dinner and what sounds good. And I was like, well, basically our food agenda is tacos and barbecue. So, you know, whatever you want. And he was like, well, how about a place that does both?
and we were like,
that sounds great. And so we went down to far South Austin.
Yeah, which we hadn't been to at all. We've only been basically downtown and on the north side.
And we only
side.
Got lost like twice getting there to a place called Valentina's Tex-Mex Barbecue, I think it was. Something like that. And it was a truck with like a couple of mobile smokers around it.
Big smokers.
Yeah, huge smokers. And just like a couple of picnic tables underneath like a metal, cover. Yeah. And it was so good.
And there was like a little kid's playhouse set up.
Yeah, just like one of those like little Tykes ones.
Yeah, the kind that you have like in your backyard. Yeah. And you just walk up to this truck and order tacos and all sorts of food.
But like brisket tacos.
I mean, I was excited.
Yeah, smoked,
I really wanted a brisket
tacos.
And it was so good.
And homemade tortillas. And
queso,
a dream. Yeah.
That was very, very
good. It was a dream.
It
that was
a
good so meal.
Good.
I am so full.
Yeah. He warned us.
Yeah.
Travis warned us that they were big.
Yeah.
Like, they were real big. And we still went ahead and got two each anyway.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
You only ate about...
You only ate about half your chicken. One and a third.
Yeah, me and the 14-year-old.
But that's
worked on
the thing,
other part.
Hanging out, especially with the 14-year-old, like, you can...
There's always someone who's gonna...
Always throw extra food, and it just disappears.
But, man, that was good food.
Amazing.
That was some good eating.
It was so good.
It was really, really good.
It was
good
really
eating.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that
was
a good
nice
time. It felt like a very Austin day.
The kids playing.
It
It was an
real
Austin
nice.
Day.
We talk about Texas for a minute in another way.
Okay.
Let's talk about some wildlife. So, I'm driving to the Thinkery, and I have no idea where I'm going. I'm just following the GPS. And I'm going to an area, I don't remember the name, Muller neighborhood?
I don't know.
I think is what it was called. Anyway, it might be pronounced differently here. But anyway, it used to apparently be an airport that has been like completely redeveloped. Anyway, so everything looked like it had been made like yesterday. Anyway, I'm getting off on the exit. And I'm just like, doo, 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 doo. And people drive fast out
people
here.
People drive really fast.
You gotta get on fast. Yeah. And like, I'm paying attention to traffic that's like zipping by like 80 miles an hour. And there is a freaking turtle in the middle of the off ramp.
Like a little turtle?
No. Like a big turtle.
Wow.
Like not as big as a tortoise, but like probably a foot and a half in diameter, I would say.
That guy was in the wrong place.
He was, and he was a turtle. Yeah. So he wasn't moving fast. And I was just like, and like, I was just envisioning, like, I didn't want to hit him, obviously. So I kind of swerved back on to the highway and then I swerved back off. I mean, luckily I did it safely. I checked my rear views and all that. We were okay, but I was like, I didn't want to crush him. And the 14-year-old was sitting in the front seat like, don't hit him. And I'm just like, and it's a turtle. So he's moving so slowly. Like, he's not even looking like he's moving. Anyway, it felt like a very Southern thing. And I was kind of excited. Also excited. I didn't hit him.
Yeah. But it is really interesting because it has been really humid, which we asked Travis and Brandy, and they were like, yeah, it's muggy. Like, summer in Austin's
we were like, is
muggy.
This how it normally is?
And in my brain, like, Texas is all, like, you know, desert and stuff.
I know.
And yet...
It's
super muggy.
Yeah.
It's really lush. But then, like, when we were down in South Austin, you were driving
past
fields with
cactus
and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's... it does feel like we're sort of on the border of right. what will be, you know, I mean, east, you know, where Houston is right on the Gulf, and it's super, super wet and, you yeah. know, muggy and swampy. And, you know, west of us is West Texas.
Dry
and
desert.
Desert.
Yeah.
And, like, we're right on that line, it kind of feels like.
Yeah, you'll look out into a field that looks, you know, like ranch land. And then there'll just be these huge cactus, like, sticking up in big bunches. And you're like, oh, yeah, right, I'm far from home.
Yeah.
And then you try to get off the highway, and there's a slow-moving turtle. He was very cute, and I sure hope he made it across man. The rest of the way.
That was a wrong turn that guy
yeah,
made.
Yeah, he was like, well, like I made this a terrible way. Mistake.
And then he's like, oh, boy.
He was big and very cute. Anyway, it all worked out. Yeah. It was a great day.
Another good one.
Yeah, another good one. I like it here.
Yeah, it's a good place.
It's a good place. Yeah.
Well, and tomorrow I think I'm going to join you.
Which is
for
awesome.
Part of it, at least.
Yeah.
And yeah, my morning opens up a little bit.
I think
finally.
We're going to try to hit a swimming hole.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready
for some swimming hole.
Me too.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Let's get to bed so we
okay.
can do it.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at tincanevangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll
see
you
on the road.